Our primary mission is to support our active duty troops, our veterans, and their families. We also teach Americanism, and the patriotism is instilled within everything that we do.
Talk about the group's activities.
We do several activities. We have community service is a big one. This community very well knows with the community service program that the VFW here in the Ladies Auxiliary has done up at the cemetery, which is a wonderful program. We have youth activities, Americanism. Legislative is huge, where we are trying to gain members so that we can have a bigger voice in Washington, D.C., to gain better things for our veterans through the hospital, veterans affairs. Healthcare is a huge issue for our veterans.
What's the state of things you think in Alaska? Is there a lot of work that needs to be done to provide better services for veterans, you know, especially veterans coming home today from the wars?
I think there's a lot of room to be for improvement throughout the state to care for all of our veterans. Outreach clinics are definitely a step in the right direction. They are many of our veterans are now able to go out to take their records out to Wasilla, Homer, Soldotna, the Nome area, and Bethel areas are all areas that are all being looked at. Fairbanks is another area. But it's definitely a lot easier for our veterans so that they're not always having to travel to the Anchorage area just to get their primary health care taken care of.
Tell me about the membership you have in terms of statewide. I know there's a group in Petersburg, and how does it look in terms of membership statewide?
We have over 2,200 right now in terms of statewide. In Petersburg, I believe we have about 30 to 35 members total.
What kind of response have you gotten as you've been going around?
We've gotten quite a bit of response. I was at Nome last weekend, and we got several membership applications, and we're always handing them out no matter where we go, what we do. I was in the lower 48, and a young man had just come home from Iraq, and I handed him a membership application as well for the VFW, and We're just trying to get more people to pay attention to our men and women who have fought on foreign soil, no matter where they're at, whatever conflict that they may be in around our world. We know that our military is stretched thin today, and we need to be here to support them and just know that they're here. We have, you were asking earlier about the programs that we do and have, and one of them is the Veterans and Family Support, in which we have one particular program. It's called the National Military Services, which has Operation Uplink, the Military Assistance Program, and the Unmet Needs Program. The Unmet Needs Program pays more attention to the veteran and their family, whether they're active duty or not, where if they have a water tank that goes out, we go in and we give them the grant money. They don't have to pay it back, but we give them the grant so that they can go out and have that replaced. If they need car tires, they need a battery, they need a sink or a dishwasher replaced, that's what we're here for. We're here to help them to the best of our abilities and to carry forth. We also have in support through Operation Uplink, which was Zona's program a couple years ago, phone cards for members in the hospital who may be going through rehabilitation, who might have the traumatic brain injuries or other injuries that they're laid up in the hospital. But in the Iraq and Afghanistan, they have what's called call centers, and the veteran can call home to mom and dad, to his wife, to his children, and just call home and say, hi, how are you doing? And we support that through Mother's Day, and we're trying to get more as Ladies Auxiliary members to go out and support more days throughout the year for our veterans to call home. I'd like to add that my special project this year, my theme, first of all, is United by Hope, or Veterans United by Hope. And the special project that I have falls underneath the Veterans and Family Support, which helps. It's near and dear to my heart because my own father died when I was 13 years old, and this is why I chose the Fisher House of Alaska. When I was When my father died in 1974, my mother was in the hospital. We didn't know if she was going to live or die, and we lived 70 miles away from the nearest hospital where she was located at. My great uncle, who was a World War II veteran and a Medal of Honor recipient, ended up raising us until my mother was well enough to get home. And so with the first Fisher House being built at Elmendorf Air Force Base, I have chosen to raise funds for laptops so that the veterans and the active duty members can call home and talk on the website and say, okay, this is what's really going on or what's going on at home. So they can take it back to their rooms and in their privacy and talk to their family members instead of being out there in the open.
The Fisher House is a house where people can stay when they are undergoing veterans care or that sort of thing.
Yes, sir.